The war in Iraq continues to dominate the headlines, but thousands of U.S. troops are still involved in operations against Taliban and al-Qaeda remnants in Afghanistan. Today, two U.S. troops were killed in southern Afghanistan, and another was injured when their vehicle was attacked near the town of Gurishk. U.S. officials have assured Afghans that though the media focus has shifted to Iraq, Afghanistan and the task of its reconstruction will not be overlooked. Joining us now from Kabul is Barnett Rubin, a specialist on Afghanistan and a senior fellow at the Center on International Cooperation at New York University. Welcome to the program, Mr. Rubin.
Thank you, John.
Tell us what you see happening in Afghanistan at the moment in terms of reconstruction and nation building.
There's a huge gap between the perception of the countries and organizations that are giving money for reconstruction and the people of Afghanistan who are actually supposed to be receiving it. Of course, the countries have, proudly announced that they have spent nearly $2 billion on reconstruction and are doing their best, and they've established offices here in Kabul and a few other parts of the country. But most Afghans to whom one speaks, either in Kabul and especially outside of Kabul and the rest of the country, say that they haven't really seen anything concrete to change their lives. I think it's not so much as far as how the money is spent is concerned. What people here complain about more is that an awful lot of it appears, at least appears, to go to offices, computers, cars, living standards for the internationals who are here.
How deep is the Afghan fear that they're going to be forgotten as the focus shifts to Iraq?
I think it's extremely deep, and I think most of them feel that they have seen that happen already in a number of ways. Already there's some money that they were expecting from the Office of Foreign Disaster Assistance that seems to have gone to Iraq.
I want to ask you a little bit about the U.S. military there. The Pentagon says there are at least 9,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. We know a couple of major military operations are underway right now targeting remnants of al-Qaeda and the Taliban. What else are U.S. troops doing there?
Recently, there has been a slight shift in U.S. military policy. The military has reached a conclusion, despite the increased fighting that has happened, in particular since the start of the war in Iraq, that on the whole the security situation is improving, and therefore they are willing to shift more of their manpower and womanpower from war fighting to what they call stability operations, what some people call peacekeeping, though it's actually more general than that.
As the focus shifts to Iraq, how optimistic or pessimistic are you about the future of a democratic Afghanistan?
A democratic Afghanistan is a long way away because the country is in such a state of ruin and destruction, it's really impossible to describe, I think, to Americans who have not experienced anything like it. I think it would be foolish to be very optimistic because, frankly, I don't see that the United States and other international actors are putting anything like the amount of resources and attention into Afghanistan that would be required to stabilize this country. It looks really, from where I am now in Kabul, like a kind of a holding operation to keep it from deteriorating further. And if we remain on this track of basically having a holding operation, I think we might see Afghanistan go back to something like what it was or even worse and pose a threat to us once again.
Barnett Rubin is a specialist on Afghanistan and a senior fellow at the Center on International Cooperation at New York University. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.